Todd, this is a team that you haven't played since November 30th. Seeing them play tonight, I mean, what did you think about the overall game?
I wasn't obviously overly pleased with our game. There were some real good moments and some not so good. Way too loose. It reminded me of the beginning of the year where we gave up a lot of long opportunities, stood in at the blue line without cover, poorly played two-on-ones, and they made us pay for every mistake. Yeah, we fought our way into it in the third period, had a chance, but they were certainly the better team tonight and got what they deserved.
So how much of a defensive presence was missing without Alec Martinez in the lineup?
Well, he's a tremendous player. Obviously, we didn't play two-on-ones any way that we wanted to. It was numerous opportunities where we poorly played them. You know, went to the puck carrier rather than taking away the back door, didn't break up passes. Alex is pretty good in that situation, but we have enough confidence in the players that are on this team to get the job done. They just didn't play real well tonight, so we'll fix it and we'll try and get better.
Can you tell us why Martinez wasn't in line?
Where we are at the deadline, and as we go forward, we want to keep certain people healthy.
It looked like a pretty airtight first period. The structure was really good, and then as you said, there were the odd man rushes. What changed in the game? Was it just guys getting?
Just we made mistakes. We made mistakes. We held in at the blue line a little too long. We didn't have any type of coverage, and we got sloppy. And you know, when Scheifele and Wheeler and those type of people are coming down on you, two-on-one, three-on-one, they're going to score eventually. It doesn't matter what your goalie does. And we weren't predictable in covering those two-on-ones. So really disappointed in that situation. I'm disappointed in the sixth goal. I felt we folded our tent and our cards at that point. And those are moments that we'll really address as we go forward. The loss is one thing, but the way we played the last 2 minutes really pisses me off.
Is that one of the hardest parts about coaching sort of a team at this stage in the season, where the attention to detail might not be there for the entire 60 minutes?
Well, it better be there with our group, because it's the only way we survive. We have to rely on structure. We have to rely on each other being positionally sound, know when to gamble, know when not to. We have to commit to playing real good defense. And you can see tonight when we don't, that's usually what we get. Let's face it, if this team scores three goals, we should have a chance to win a game. And we didn't give ourselves that chance tonight.
You mentioned not being happy with the last 2 minutes of the game, but prior to that, when you kept battling back to make it a one-goal game, you know, early in the third and then again later in the third, how much pride can you take in that?
Oh, lots. And it's almost, when you're standing behind the bench or you're in the locker room, you almost expect it from this group. There's no quit in them. They keep fighting back, clawing back. You know, I've been on a lot of other teams going all the way back into junior where they didn't have those qualities. This team has that. You can tell, I've said this a million times, there's champions in that room and they've got championship pedigree and they won't let it happen. But when you shoot yourself in the foot and you're not gifted enough to score on a regular basis, you don't give yourself a chance. And to me, that was the type of game that we played tonight.
Where does that come from?
Where does the shooting in the foot come from?
No, the quality of them having that fight.
Well, they're proud players. Like when you win two cups and you're Conn Smythe Trophy winners, your MVP nominees, your Norris Trophy winner, we have all of that in that locker room. And they're proud. They weren't happy with the performance last year. It began at training camp when they were very upset with their own performance. They were prepared to take on new ideas and new thoughts. They come to the rink every day and want to get better. Haven't had to slam sticks or yell and scream in practice for anybody that's been there all year. I think that comes from the leadership, which should be rubbing off on the younger guys. The hard part for our team is the carrot. You work hard, sometimes you don't get the carrot. It can be a little disappointing at times, but we've got to find ways to continue moving forward, work on our structure, so as we evolve and come out of this rebuild, we'll be in a good situation.